Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the gigantic universe around our tiny planet, and also what's happening in our dark island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips to see what's going on. Hey, Christopher, what's happening? Welcome back.
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week's Stargazers, the planets of Mars, Venus, and Jupiter can be seen in our morning sky just as the sun is rising. Now, all three are very easy to spot because they are bright, so you shouldn't have any trouble finding them. So the moon this week is going to be waning, meaning, of course, we will be returning to nice, dark skies by the end of the week, and that will make it perfect for stargazing.
And we have a return to the topic of Mars and something with an eye on a mission there.
2016 will be bringing with it a variety of exciting news stories, the first of which is from Elon Musk, the owner of SpaceX, the private spaceflight company. He is going to be revealing his Mars Colonial Transporter sometime early this year. Now, this is an entirely new type of space vehicle designed not to take people just into orbit, but to take people to Mars. Elon Musk is planning to send no more than 100 people to Mars on one of these new Mars Colonial Transporters.
It sort of sounds like something out of Star Wars.
It really does sound like something from science fiction. But Elon Musk has proven time and time again that he's willing to push the envelope as far as building new spacecraft.
So after doing the sort of things they've already done, reusable rockets and activity to get materials to the ISS, I guess it is, this would seem like a logical next step, although the moon would seem like one too.
That's right, but Elon Musk seems intent on skipping the moon and going straight to Mars. I think his plans are to beat the major space agencies in landing the first people on the red planet.
That seems reasonable that he would think that.
Yeah, and let's not forget this guy's credentials. I mean, he started off with PayPal, the massive internet company that we're probably all familiar with, also the Tesla car company, and then, of course, SpaceX. So this is someone that really shouldn't be underestimated when he says he's going to do so. Something.
Well, when I think of PayPal, I always think of traveling to Mars, Christopher.
Right, logically.
And on the realistic thing, we hear a lot about adventurous missions. Where does this one rank?
Well, it does seem pretty far out, but to be honest, it's technically very, very feasible. There are a few more engineering challenges that the guys at SpaceX have to figure out, but ultimately this is something that we can do. It's just down to a matter of will and, of course, money.
We'll look for another fascinating report on it in the future, no doubt. Thank you very much, Christopher Phillips.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.